Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, 20 minutes from now, it's all our bets for the Yankees and Red Sox, Game 3 of the Wild Card Series in the Bronx, and all of our bets for the Rams and the Niners on Thursday Night Football. But joining us right now to give us his bets coming up for week number 5 in the National Football League is our buddy, Pro Sports Better. Founder of the Hammer Betting Network, and he's a part of Forward Progress, which is their awesome NFL betting content. You can find it on YouTube, and you can find it in podcast form as well. And his app is BetStamp, and we encourage everybody to check that out. He is on Twitter at his name, at Rob Bazzola, and he's here with us live on You Better You Bet. Rob, happy week 5 in the National Football League, my friend, to you and yours.
Yeah, great to talk to you again, Nick. I'm excited for this week coming up. I mean, you know, me and Femi, Cowboys fans, we got our big tie on Sunday Night Football. What a, you know, what a result that was.
I know right, that you did. Are. I know that you're. I know you used to bet baseball pretty heavy. I think you're just like more of a baseball fan now. Maybe you're betting it, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. What is your nerve level if the Yankees win tonight? Knowing that my baseball team will smack your baseball team around in the American League Division Series.
So it's funny you mentioned that. I am somewhat nervous, but only because I despise New York baseball fans so much that I don't want to potentially lose to them. Like, I find Boston fans also to be very obnoxious, but I can tolerate that a little bit more than losing to the Yankees. So I am nervous for that reason. I hope the game goes 24 innings and every single person has to pitch as much as humanly possible in this game. But yeah, I'm a Blue Jays fan. I hope they go well. I think they've done a lot of it with smoke and mirrors with a lot of small ball this year. They don't have a ton of power. They don't have the best rotation. I'd love to see them succeed, but either way, I'm going to be a nervous wreck with whichever team they play.
I will be a huge Blue Jays fan if the Red Sox win this series. So I do not want to see the Red Sox advance in the postseason. All right, let's get to the National Football League. And Rob, let's start with your team and Femi's team, the Dallas Cowboys, on the road at the New York Jets, about 20 minutes from where I am right now. The Cowboys, 2.5-point road favorites, total 47.5.
All right, so I like the Jets in this game. I am mildly concerned about the amount of crowd presence you're going to have from Cowboys fans there, especially if the Yankees are potentially playing a game in the afternoon as well. But I cannot believe that the market has not moved off of the Cowboys injury report today. I mean, Tyler Guyton, left tackle, 2 straight DNPs. Tyler Smith, 2 straight DNPs. Tyler Booker, 2 straight DNPs. Cooper Beebe's on IR. Like, you're potentially looking at a Cowboys team that will start without 4/5 of their offensive line on the road this week. And listen, I get it. The Jets defense, they're not very good. They've struggled at points this year, but there are no teams in football where you could take away 4 out of 5 starters and wide receiver 1 as well. And they're going to put up the same gaudy numbers that they did beforehand. So I'm very surprised that there's been no move there. I also think the Jets are kind of mildly underrated. They move the ball up and down the field on the Dolphins. I mean, Braylon Allen is diving like Superman into the end zone from the 3-yard line. I don't know what they're doing with these turnovers, and that's frustrating, but I'm nowhere near this price as it stands right now with the Cowboys injury report. So I'm on the Jets this weekend.
I like the Jets as well. I love to hear that. I have not bet the Texans-Ravens game, Rob, and Femi and I were talking about this during one of the breaks today on the show. Is it possible the current iteration of the Ravens, if like none of these guys play, that they're the worst team in the league? The Texans are 2-point road favorites right now at Baltimore. How are you betting Texans-Ravens on Sunday?
Yeah, I'm with you. Everyone's fixated on, oh, the look-ahead number was Ravens minus 9.5, and it's moved 11 points. Who cares? Like, what the teams are on the field for this weekend. Okay, listen, Lamar Jackson to Cooper Rush, massive downgrade. I've seen a lot of Cooper Rush as a Cowboys fan. He came into the league. He looked really good and serviceable in the early going. The more and more it's gone on, the more you realize he's Cooper Rush. He averaged 6 yards per attempt last year. He doesn't push the ball downfield. His completion percentage is low. Huge drop off on offense, just that quarterback. But look at the state of the defense. They're going to be without their top three defensive tackles. Kyle Van Noy, their best edge player. Roquan Smith, their best linebacker. Their top two boundary cornerbacks, Nate Wiggins, Chidobe Awuzie, both risk not playing. Their nickel corner, Marlon Humphrey. Safety, Kyle Hamilton. Ardarius Washington's on IR. Like, as it stands, this could be the worst defensive personnel in the entire league. So you have a below-average offense, possibly the worst defense. I don't think the line has shifted enough. I get that the Texans are bad, but they're not playing like a competent personnel here. DeMeco Ryan's a very, very good defensive-minded head coach. They'll have a plan for Cooper Rush. I think this game has to push closer to three. I like the Texans.
Yeah, I mean, if the Texans offense can't figure it out this week, then, I mean, just throw the whole thing in the trash. Because, like, this should be everybody eats against this Baltimore Ravens offense with the Baltimore Ravens defense, I should say, with what Rob just outlined with all the injuries. How about the Raiders-Colts game here, Rob? Because Indianapolis right now, over at BetMGM, a 7-point favorite, minus 105. Total is at 48. Raiders, of course, coming off a bad loss, turnovers against the Chicago Bears in a game where they probably outplayed Chicago. How are you betting this game this Sunday, Raiders at the Colts?
Yeah, you know what, guys? Listen, I'm a big proponent of buying low, selling in the NFL. I don't think we're quick to catch up to how bad the Raiders are and that the Colts are actually like a viable football team this season. I like Indy in this game, and I think the opportunity presented itself for the Raiders last week in a perfect matchup. The O-line wasn't going to get pressured by that Chicago Bears defensive front. They finally got the run game going. Geno gave the game away, and Pete Carroll did with some horrible decision-making down the stretch, settling for a 55-yard field goal. But Indy's D-line is going to ruin this Las Vegas O-line without Colton Miller. And I can tell you right now, Pete Carroll, Chip Kelly, these guys are going to come out. They're going to try to run the ball because they had success doing it last week. And it's very likely not going to work on this Colts front with DeForest Buckner, Grover Stewart. It's just not going to happen. I think this game's going to get away from the Raiders. And Indy's O-line has given Daniel Jones such a big boost this year. Matt Gonsalves, one of their guards, who I consider to be pretty strong, looks like he's going to be back for Indy this week as well. I think they're going to dominate both lines of scrimmage. So I think this number is actually too short. I make it a hair over right around 10.5, you'd say. I like the Colts in this game.
And just like 10 seconds on this, for people out there listening and watching that like Indianapolis in the game, the current number is 7 juice towards the Raiders. Do you think it'll come off of 7 down to 6.5? So if people like the Colts, should they wait to bet Indianapolis in like 10 seconds?
It's for me to say where it's going to go. I mean, I still see one rogue 6.5 out there right now and it hasn't been scooped up yet, which makes me inclined to believe it's more likely to go towards the Raiders. But this is honestly just a coin flip guess, Nick. So if you haven't bet the Colts yet, I would be fine betting it now.
All right, you better you bet here on this Thursday. Our guest, pro sports bettor Rob Bazzola, on Twitter at Rob Bazzola. People should check out Forward Progress, which is the NFL betting content that Rob's a part of at The Hammer. Find it on YouTube. You can find it in podcast form. And I'll give them a plug here as well. I have a newsletter every day that goes out, and I see it on their website that's got all the NFL injury information on it and all the stuff that's really pertinent. Our guy G-Stack George writes that, right? I like G-Stack George. So they do a really great job with NFL betting content, so be sure to check it out. All right, my friend, you ready for some lightning round here?
I am, as long as this is not going to get me tracked by GRP wins this year or something like that, because then I don't know if I'm ready, Nick.
No, I think that's, you know, we're just gonna, we'll just skate over that, and we appreciate everyone that watches the show and listens to the show. Let's start on Sunday night, Rob, with the Bills and the Patriots. Buffalo's an 8-point home favorite. The total's 49.5. Milton Williams popped up on the injury report today for New England, and maybe it's not a serious injury. We'll see if he's able to go on Sunday. What are your thoughts on the Bills and the Pats?
It's really tough for me to pick a side in this game. I was kind of hoping that Ed Oliver and Matt Milano would miss again for the Bills because I had some interest in the over. I do think the Bills are going to move the ball on this Patriots defense. I like the Pitts offense, but it's, you know, the garbage time is too much of a threat in terms of laying this amount of points here. So I have a lean to the over, but if Milano and Ed Oliver are back here, I'm going to end up doing nothing with it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, how about the Chargers and the Commies? This was 2.5, and then we got the 2.5, and then we got the news that Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown won't make the trip to Los Angeles. So Jaden Daniels is back, but probably down two of his three receivers. We'll see about Debo Samuel also. The spread is now Chargers in between 3 and 3.5, totals 47.
You know what? Like, there's been action on the total down today. It makes perfect sense. There's still some 47.5. I would grab those unders right now. Obviously, the state of the Chargers O-line is rough right now with Joe Alt missing with the high ankle. But you mentioned it, the receiving core for Washington. You potentially down their top three receivers for this week. And on top of that, Jaden Daniels is going to wear a knee brace for this game. If there's one quarterback in the league that I would like to know has their mobility going into the week, it's probably Jaden Daniels. Like, he's not a guy you want to turn into a pocket passer that's just going to pick apart a defense. So I think the under money makes sense. I lean Chargers as well, but I much prefer the under in this game.
All right, so Rob, like in 47.5 is the number that you want to try and find if you want to bet the total in that game. Rob, Seahawks and Bucks, Seattle open 2.5, now sitting -3.5 against Tampa, total 44.5.
I'm such a dummy. I missed most of the opportunities to bet Seattle this week, and I really want a piece of that. I agree with the move. I think Tampa's a really beat-up team. And I just don't know how they're going to move the ball on this Seattle defense. And I say that as a guy who really likes Baker Mayfield, but they're still down right guard, right tackle on the offensive line. Evans is out. Bucky Irving's not going to play. Seattle sits in a lot of these two high shells, and they get pressure by rushing 4 and 5. That is a nightmare scenario for Tampa because Tampa is very reliant on explosive plays. They didn't do much on a down-to-down basis against the Eagles. It was the long touchdown to Bucky Irving, long touchdown to Igbuka. Aside from that, nothing. So I understand the move towards Seattle. At this point, I think it's priced accurately. I mean, I can make an argument for the under. I'm just waiting to see how the secondary situations play out because Jamel Dean's not practicing. Devin Witherspoon, Julian Love mispracticed yesterday for the Seahawks. So that's the only reason I haven't fired on the under yet.
30 seconds for this one. Eagles and the Broncos. You mentioned Philly. Philly, a 3.5-point home favorite, total 43.5.
I bet some Broncos in this game. I would, listen, if you haven't bet any Broncos, I think 3.5 is fine, but I wouldn't be rushing to bet it. This is just a fate of Philly. I mean, something is off with the offense. It's just a completely different offense from last year. They don't push the ball downfield. They don't run play action. This is a team that you're asking to win by margin. And they've been doing it with smoke and mirrors the last 2 weeks. You know, punt block, return for a touchdown, kick block, return for a touchdown. You can't live off of that stuff forever. I don't think the Eagles are going to have success moving on this Denver Broncos defense. I'm very nervous about Knicks against Vic Fangio, but again, Denver has to keep it close. Philly's the team that has to win by margin. So Broncos in this one.
Speaking of winning by margin, can the Cardinals do so against the Titans on Sunday, Arizona laying 7.5?
Well, everyone else seems to do so, so I don't know why the Cardinals couldn't. Listen, I get the move towards Tennessee because Arizona just hasn't been good. Like, their statistical profile this year isn't great, but they're still so much better than the Titans. And the weakness for the Cardinals, they've had a lot of injuries in the secondary so far this year. Will Johnson might be back for them, but Tennessee's not going to be the team that exposes that. Cam Ward's CPOE is terrible. He's been awful, frankly, as a rookie. So I haven't bet this game. I'm getting very tempted with the Cardinals, the way that this has been trending. I've just kind of been holding out to see if we'll get any more Titans money, but it's definitely Cardinals or nothing for me.
Two stinky games, Giants, Saints, Dolphins, Panthers. Basically pick the winner of both. The Saints are two-point favorites against the Giants right now. Any thoughts on those two games, Saints, Giants, Dolphins, Panthers?
I get the Saints move. Jackson Dart, listen, I understand Giants fans are excited, but didn't really push the ball downfield or move it through the air last week. So I understand that one. It's kind of settled where it is. Miami, Carolina, lots of back and forth there as well. I played some under in this game. I know some people might think that's counterintuitive because these defenses stink. But the reality is with Tyreek Hill out, Miami cannot generate explosives against anyone. Everything is going to be underneath. It's the same thing for Carolina. They cannot push the ball downfield with the weapons that they have. The O-line can't hold up. Another guard is on IR now in Chandler Zavala. So I played some under there. Aside from that, I mean, I don't think these games are going to get much of my time on TV this weekend, Nick.
We are running out of time. 10 seconds for each. Browns and the Vikings, Minnesota 3.5, 36.5 in London.
This wasn't played in London. I would be all over the Browns, but I don't know how to quantify the Vikings staying there for another week. I feel like that's a huge edge, staying out in Europe for a week. Other than that, I mean, I think Cleveland could be very live in this game.
And any desire to lay 10.5 with the Lions on the road in Cincinnati, 49.5 the total, 10 seconds.
A desire to bet the over in that game. I don't see how Detroit's going to get stops. Since he might be able to move it on this secondary, we'll see how it plays out, but looks like Kirby Joseph's going to miss and DJ Reed's on IR. So a desire to bet the over in that game.
We hit every single game on Sunday because Rob Pezzola is the best in the business. Forward Progress is the NFL content on YouTube and in podcast form. And everyone should check out the Hammer website as well. Again, that NFL newsletter is the goods. Rob, appreciate you, buddy. Good luck with the bets. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, guys. Good luck this week.
Rob Pezzola joining us here on You Better You Bet. On the other side, our bets for Yankees Red Sox, side total and props for the Niners and the Rams, including Femi's Island.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you what know why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.